Hey guys, welcome to Kickin' It, a podcast that talks about the latest and greatest Kickstarter projects out there. Thank you all so very much for joining us this week, and I know we are just elated that you are listening to us. Hopefully you are enjoying the show, but if you think we can do things a little bit better, or maybe you just kind of hate us, hopefully that's not the case. Please be sure to check out our social media pages. We've got one up on Facebook and Twitter as well. You can also email us through Gmail at kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. And coming up on this week's episode, we will be talking about manges, rainbows, and camel toe. Oh my.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm Ian, and I'm here with Michael. Pierce is not here with us today. He's out. Where is he?
Pierce is in Vienna with his wife and family. Nice. But no fear, because we actually found replacement this week. Our special co-host, Jackie. Say hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Not so much replacement, but visitor.
Yes, visitor.
Pierce cannot
visiting
be
co-host.
Replaced.
There we go. No, he cannot. As much as we try, we cannot replace Pierce.
So what are we looking at?
So we've got a busy episode this week. And first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in again. I know last week was a little rough. I'll acknowledge that. It was a little hard for me to listen to as well. But, you know, you have to start it somewhere, and then you can only get better from there.
It was painful.
Just a little bit. But, you know, folks, if you have any feedback, send it to the show. Our email is kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. That's kickinit, K-I-C-K-I-N dot I-T,
no
at
G.
gmail.com.
No G.
Yeah, no G's here, man.
Zero G's.
Unlike L.A., no G's.
We're not fast.
All right, so, Ian, do you want to jump into this week by talking about kind of last week's, give a little recap of last week?
Oh, sounds good. So we talked about, let's see, the quarter century belt from... I had backed the quarter century. They are still going good. You know, they were asking 10,000 and they've got over 49,000 now.
Oh, nice. How many days left?
41 days. It's
oh, man.
I'm not getting that thing until, what is it? I think October.
Oh, geez.
October, yeah. Oh, well. I can wait.
Just in time to hold your fall like, pants up.
Yeah, my fall pants. Get it? I need a belt so my pants don't fall.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy. Not the greatest, but that's all right.
Okay.
All right, and I want like, to do a little recap on the armadillo segment. I believe last week I was pretty excited and a little worried that this wouldn't get funded, but as I look at it today,
it really hit
its pledge goals. We're at 45,831 pounds with 4 days to go.
That's really close, though. You know, they're only 800 euro. Oh, pounds. They're only like 800 pounds over their asking thing with 4 days left. Backers tend to jump out like last day.
You need to stop.
I know. That's
stop
close.
It.
I'm hoping for you. I'm really hoping for you.
People, please.
This needs to be funded.
I want this.
For sure.
Please go on the Kickstarter page. Check it out. Armadillo. R-M-D-L-O.
Yes.
It's,
all your pastas.
It strains it. It has a built-in kind of stand. I think some friends were having some criticism about this earlier in the week, saying, oh, it'll just fall over. It will not fall over, folks. It has a built-in stand. The armadillo shells create that. Or the, yeah, the little pieces.
I always just balance my colander out in the... sink
drain. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you just put it in the sink drain and then you dump the thing.
Man, haters gonna hate.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think the concern was the flexibility of the armadillo. We weren't sure if it could hold its own standing, you know, full of whatever you're straining.
It definitely will. Just because it's thin doesn't mean it's not strong. Look at condoms.
It's
thin but strong.
It's stainless steel. There's nothing wrong with this. This is a quality looking product.
Yes.
Was it Pierce saying that IKEA would...
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, but seriously.
IKEA would splooge themselves over this?
They would. Yeah. And, you know, I actually got an email update from them earlier in the week saying that now they are really close. They're actually going to do a special color for this. So they're taking kind of votes and ballots, I guess. Of
I like the color.
Crowdsourcing the color. Well, they'll do like a special edition color.
Do they make it in black?
You know, I don't think so. That doesn't stand out. It's not bold enough. Maybe like a nice orange. That'd be nice. Like a rust orange, maybe.
I would fund them if it was... They made a black one. I would, yeah.
Of course.
That would get make all that. The difference.
That would make of course. All the difference in the world.
Easy, giant cash. Easy. all right. So you want to talk about new Kickstarters for this week?
Sure. Let's see.
Easy with the paper.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that didn't... Anyways, that's not okay. Loud.
So, Michael, why don't you kick it?
Ooh, okay. Kick it off. So first thing I want to talk about today are the fly pedals. Mm-hmm. This, yeah, there you go. Get that volume going.
Oh, you want me to turn this up? I was just going to watch the video while you talked.
Oh, well, it's a little loud. Hard to talk over it, but, you know, that's fun.
Oh, is it playing right now? Is it playing through the headset?
Yeah, I definitely hear it.
Oh.
Is it?
It was not playing on my laptop. Oh,
well, yeah.
It was turned up all the way.
Okay, well, now I can't hear myself because of the volume. It's quite the conundrum that we're having here. So,
okay, you'll just have to...
Oh, you know, I bet it is. I bet you the audio is playing through the Yeti.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of your speakers.
Yes, it is.
I bet that's it.
So what are we going to talk about today? You want to start it off?
Yeah, man. I'll kick it off with the fly pedals.
Fly pedals.
Yeah, yeah. So this definitely, you know, I think we're all... pretty big bikers here.
Oh, you know I love my bike.
Mine's
stuff.
Jackie. When you're still trying to get her get a bike.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wrong with you.
Come on, man. You live in the Bay. We live in the Bay.
The
ladies. Sorry. Thank you.
I am all about bike stuff. When you said pedals, I was hoping to God it was bike pedals.
And you know, honestly, on my road bike, I love biking, but since I bike in the city so much, I just have to have normal flat pedals because I told you I'm afraid to wear clips or kind of the harness for my shoes, because there have been several times I've had to like literally jump off my bike to not go down.
Yeah, well, you brought your bike over once.
Oh yeah, I showed you.
Pedals. Yeah, they were all mangled up.
Oh, I know.
Got them. Never threw them out. They're still
it's,
sitting. There.
Remember that Dewey Cox movie? Like, I like to ride hard.
Ride hard.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little. Yeah. I mean, I ride pretty hard, so I mess up my pedals all the time. And I would love to wear a clips, but I'm always afraid in the city that, one, I want people to get off my bike fast enough, and two, it is a pain in the ass to have to wear your shoes all the time with clips and walk mm-hmm. down the BART station on the slick tile. Yeah. I think you told me the story of that dude who just ate it one day.
Yeah, I saw a guy, he was coming up to, like, a bike, or he was coming up to the BART stairway entrance, and it was raining. And just as he got, he swung one leg over, and then he set his foot down, and then just foot went right out from underneath him. They're like ice skates on tile.
Exactly. So the fly pedal actually fixes that problem. Jackie, do you know what bicycle clips are?
Yes, I do.
Okay, awesome. I didn't know if you'd know that.
Surprisingly, I actually have a pair of bike shoes.
Explain to the listeners that don't.
Okay.
Do you have bike shoes?
I do have bike shoes.
All right, well... So you can have shoes with these little clips in them that attach to your pedals. And these pedals aren't normal. They just have kind of three or five kind of holes in them that you just clip on. And it kind of secures your feet, which allows you to really kind of pull the pedal up as well as pushing down, generate a lot more speed and power. But the problem being you have to wear these special shoes and it has like these little three metal prongs on it. And as Ian's story demonstrates, it's easy to eat shit while you're not wearing them.
Yes, absolutely.
But also, if you're still on the bike and you're, you know, something happens and you suddenly have to get off of your bike quickly, you
exactly.
have to then remember to think that you are attached to the bike.
Yeah,
it's weird. You got to like twist your foot too to like get the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. As much as I love bike riding, it's just I could not get on board with the clip thing.
Yep. Same. Yeah. But the fly pedals kind of solve that issue. So if you want to go on a nice long ride, like a 30-mile ride where you need that, the clips, you can keep your pedals in or keep the standard pedals. But when you want to use your road bike to do a little urban biking, say you're going downtown to...
Or you don't have your shoes.
Yeah, or you know, yeah, exactly. You just don't have your shoes. They have these little metal pedals that kind of clip on there and create a flat pedal. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, I see.
You get, yeah.
I was trying to figure it out from the picture.
Here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So they literally just go awesome. On top. It just snaps on.
That's sweet.
And, you know, I was looking at kind of the pledge drums. So it started at 25, which was really good. Then 30. So you could get a set for 35, and that's really – I mean, I think that's a pretty good price.
What'd you get in on?
You know, I actually haven't got on this because I don't have – I just I don't have a shoes or clips for my pedals.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean,
and the shoes, you know, it depends on what you pick. You could probably go for like $100 pair of shoes, but yeah, there's some out there that I like that I've seen around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, this is something that I'm on the fence on, mostly because I just don't have the setup on my bike to throw clips on there. But if I had them, I would buy these in a heartbeat.
You could totally do it.
Eh, well, I just spent some money on the new mic we're using this week, so...
Oh, nice.
That definitely negates that, and the fact that I have spent a significant amount of money on other projects this week.
Oh. Did you, you have another project that you backed?
Oh, I do, and this next one gets the inner child in me excited.
What do you got?
It is the Reading Rainbow. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was hearing about this.
LeVar Burton?
Had a friend post this on my Facebook the other day.
Hell yeah. I mean, yeah. Number one, as soon as I heard about this, the theme song kicked into my head. It's like, I can go twice as high.
Butterflies in the sky.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
A little slow on that one, Jackie. Come on. I thought we all knew where we were going with this.
So I had to get you in on that, too. So you do know the song.
Of course.
Awesome. Oh. Yeah, so for those of you out there, God, I hope you watched the Reading Rainbow when you were a child. I was asking some coworkers about it, because I was legitimately excited about this Kickstarter project.
If you didn't watch it when you were a kid, you're not American. That's all I can say.
Seriously, that's kind of how it boils down to.
It's definitely one of those shows that every child watched.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so, like, in was it 2009 it went off the air? Is that right? I think
Jeez,
I...
Really?
Yeah, it was running until 2009.
Well. Yeah, I didn't even know it ran that
It just kind of reruns, though. So no new content, from my understanding.
Yeah, but still, the old episodes still held their own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
A lot of the books that they covered are still, you know, popular children's books today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I love this. No joke, I've been telling everyone about this. All my teacher friends, they are losing their shit over it. They love it. Like, oh, my God, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
And I myself, I think it's awesome. I believe in education and kind of helping out wherever you can, and for this guy, I actually pledged quite a bit more than I was anticipating too.
Yeah, we need to teach kids how to read more.
Seriously, that's a real thing, folks. Yeah. Like, kids need to read better because it's just sad.
Did you? You said you made a pledge on this?
I did. So, you know, initially I was gonna just kind of do like $25 just to kick in, but yeah. Then I was like, oh man, I have to show them some love. So I looked at the $35 package and I was like, that's nice. But then I was like, oh man, I definitely want a coffee mug as well as a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I went a little crazy on this and I pledged $75 or $75.
Oh, 75. Oh, you get
I know.
Tote bag.
But it's for Reading Rainbow, oh, okay. So it is well worth the
$75. It is worth it, man. I wish I had more. Like, was it like $400? If I had $400 to just kick around today, I would have LeVar Burton customize my voicemail.
Is that for $400?
Yep.
You can get that.
$400 or more, that LeVar awesome. Voicemail package. Like, oh
my God.
How awesome would that be?
Take my money.
Oh, I know this is a long shot, but LeVar Burton, if you listen to this, will you please come on our podcast?
Oh, I'm sure he'll get right on.
Oh, I know. I know. But if anyone can make that happen, I will be as excited as a 3-year-old kid on Christmas Day in the U.S.
Yeah.
Again, kickingitpodcast@gmail.com if you can hook this up. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, there's actually, yeah, they have 14 left for that $400.
Yeah, I know, because people want that. Jeez.
$600, 30. Chat with LeVar package. Oh my god.
You can hang out with him at Comic-Con.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, you can even wear the visor.
Oh, man.
You even wear the visor from
Take my money!
I know!
It just gets better and better.
Oh, and you know what the best part about this? This kind of reaffirms a little of my faith in humanity, because sometimes it does dip really low, and I think humanity is just awful. Then stuff like this makes me feel better. Mm. So, initially they were looking for a pledge goal of just 1 million to get this into for on free web content and to give it in classrooms. So far, guess how much they've raised, Ian?
How much did they raise, Michael?
Over 3 million.
Excellent work.
I know.
It's only been up for... this project will be funded... When did this start?
It's like 4 or 5 days. No joke. This is like less than a week. I think it's like 5 days in.
That's...
How crazy is that?
That's pretty good record stuff. I'm really curious to see how much they're actually going to make on this.
You know, they are trying... Their new stretch goal is 5 million. And I think they can do it with 31 days to go.
Definitely.
31 days to go. Yeah.
This is just a feel-good project.
This is something everybody's also talking about. It's like every once in a while I'll hear somebody, did you hear about the Reading Rainbow thing?
Oh, I know. It's huge. It's really coming along. And this is something I really believe in. So I am stoked. And you know me. I'm a nerd about things like this. Like I love NPR. I listen to NPR every day for at least 1 to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm like a 70-year-old man in a 30-year-old body. But, yeah.
Whoa!
No, don't fall off the chair.
Falling out of my chair.
It was that good.
If you could call it a chair, I'm just sitting on a 6-gallon bucket.
Yes.
With a drum pad on it.
Yes.
I'm kind of short on chairs around here. Sorry, guys.
I know. That's
Jackie
the problem.
I gave Jackie the nice chair.
Yes, thank
Very
you.
Very gentlemanly of you.
Yes.
Although, you know, I kind of... There are times when I feel like you should be a gentleman. Other times I think you should just be egalitarian.
Oh, just take my chair? Get out of my chair, Jackie.
Get out, Jackie.
Get out of my chair.
No, like riding on BART, I'll be sitting there and like it's a crowded car. And every now and then you get like a woman staring you down like that she wants your seat. I'm like, what? I'm not moving.
Well, I'll give it up.
You can have this when I get off in 3 stops.
I give it up for the elderly lady.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I give it up for anyone who has an elderly or disability.
Yeah.
I will do that in a heartbeat. But if you're a healthy, able-bodied woman, I'm not going to give you shit.
Please send all email complaints to Pierce's email.
That's right. Not address everything to Pierce. He handles the HR complaints on this podcast.
Oh, man. I hope he hears this soon.
Oh, I know. We have to email him a reminder to listen to this week's podcast.
For sure.
So, who's next? Who's got a next project?
I'll go next.
What do you got?
Well, I didn't really find anything new. You know, I'm just kind of waiting on some of the stuff that I've already backed and all that. But every once in a while, something I'll do is I'll type in the search. I'll just type in Windows Phone.
Yep.
And I'll just see if there's anybody making any tech things for actual Windows products.
The answer is almost never.
Never. Ever. And I did find something that actually kind of caught my eye. It's called Mage. It's a create mobile applications without coding.
See, I think they messed up with the name. To me, this sounds like some fictional game or fictional character.
It did kind of sound,
definitely does.
Well, it's video gaming.
Yeah.
You know,
like, I'm thinking of gaming
kind of
right now.
Yeah.
Manges and wizards.
Oh, yeah. It actually got funded 21 hours ago.
Oh,
when I was
nice.
Looking at this, I was thinking about getting in on it. But then again, I wasn't because to actually get the program actually get the program to code, there's pledge $99 and you get it for Android. You get the Android app to code.
Mm-hmm.
Or you pledge $199 and you get it for the Windows app.
Ooh.
Or you pledge $299 and you get the iPhone app. And it's just kind of like, oh, I didn't realize that a program like that would cost that much, but...
Well, I mean, honestly, I've always looked into creating some iPhone apps when I had ideas on things here and there in the past.
Yeah.
And it is a it is a really challenge to do the coding and everything, man.
I could see.
And so, I mean, I'm sorry, I zoned out for a second. Did you kind of go in the background of what exactly this is for? I mean, you kind of gave an overview, but
maybe yeah, you should. It's for creating. It's for creating your own apps for whatever operating system on the phone.
For some people, that may not translate. I know it's hard to believe.
That means nothing to
me. Like to Jackie. This means nothing to her. You need to give an...
How do you guys not
I think I'm getting
it?
The no, basic idea, okay. But I'm not getting
give
the
a,
how
give a
to
specific
use
example.
It.
So yes. I'll explain. Okay, so Jackie.
Yes.
There's these things that people use to communicate with other people. Communicate is talk back and forth, and it's called a phone.
Okay, got
there's
that.
Portable
with
ones
uh-huh.
that you can take anywhere called cell phones.
Yep, still with
and
you.
She's going to smack you.
I'm going to knock him off his bucket.
No, please. Okay, so this is a program.
Yes.
That is used to make your very own applications for your phone.
So,
the apps.
An app. Okay.
Yeah. I thought I explained that. It's a program that's used to make apps.
Let's give a specific example.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say when Jackie wants to download Tinder and find some hot guys.
Yes, yeah.
Is it available on her operating system
exactly.
on her phone?
So somehow someone has to create that Tinder app.
Man, I forgot. Yeah, that night, we were all hanging out, and you got super drunk, and Michael's like...
You're making me sound
wrong.
Very bad about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that just,
you're
that
giving
was
me a poor character.
For a
okay,
moment.
So,
yeah.
So back up.
My character.
Very drunk.
No, we were all hanging out. It was drinking night.
Yes.
And we were talking about Tinder, and then we got you to download Tinder on your phone.
Yes.
But then we hijacked your phone and started liking everybody
yes.
on your phone.
That should not be liked, though.
Yeah.
She got her phone back. She quickly deleted it.
I know.
It
she
was,
didn't
it
give
was,
love a chance.
It was the worst
How
was
it the worst? Because
you
didn't talk to anyone.
Like, oh, he's by a waterfall. Like, oh
he
has
dogs.
A dog.
Awesome.
Like, oh, mullet. Awesome.
Who
no.
doesn't like a
no,
mullet?
No. No top row of teeth. Like, no.
You got something against gums? Excuse me.
Well, anyways, so
okay,
Jackie,
so,
you have to, yeah. someone has to develop that Tinder app.
Yes.
And normally to do that, it's a really painstaking process of writing in specific coding language,
mm-hmm.
which is just very not user-friendly or
yeah.
just the layman
friendly.
You have
friendly. To know the code, too. You have to know, oh, if you put a parenthesis or a slash here,
yeah.
it completely changes. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but you still have to know what you're doing in order to... Like, if I had an idea for an app,
yeah,
I couldn't just,
yeah, but this
like,
is way more visually based than actually,
yeah.
like, coding-based.
From the way that this looks, it's just kind of like, oh, drag and drop.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You just drag some...
Yeah, like graphic designing.
I want this to be a button. I want this to be words. You know?
Okay.
This
yeah.
looks very straightforward kind of thing.
Exactly.
Easy to use. But,
you know,
yeah.
normally, like, your graphic designers would make yeah. something up and say, here you go, coders. Make this.
Yeah.
And then their lives are living hells. So you actually just remove that step. As you create it, it's there.
It's like, Mage, we're going to do something.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of neat.
I like it, actually.
And that was, like, the only thing that I saw that was, like, you know, they had an app for Windows Phone.
I like it a lot. It's
Windows Phone.
It's pricey.
Yeah. Well, you know, the idea is you make an app, you put it on the market for 99 cents, and you try and make your money back off of it.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just thought it would be a neat idea.
I think it actually really is. You know, for people who want to start something... or want to design this, but don't have the background, it makes their lives much more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I like it.
So I also found another one floating around trying to look for Windows Phone application type stuff.
Oh boy, is this what I think it is?
Yeah, I already showed you this a second ago. It's called Virtual Assist.
Please
now,
check this out.
Yeah,
please do.
It still has days to go. Has 11
it's
days
so bad.
Left, and they're asking for $75,000 as their goal.
This is worse than the V-Bra.
This is very much worse than the V-Bra.
That was
so
pretty bad.
11 days to go.
The V-Bra at least had a real prototype.
Yeah. This thing, no
oh,
video
boy.
For you to actually get a feel for what this is. Here's the little rundown synopsis. Have you ever seen something in a store window and wish you had the time to try it on? Well, with VR Assist, you virtually will. And it's just, this guy has Photoshop pictures of
Oh, God.
Phones and tablets. Oh, man. Just Photoshop pictures on top of
and
it.
And it's so bad. Yeah, I can
looks
tell.
Terrible.
I can tell. Man. And I love the little intro picture for your phone, for your tablet, for your PC. Wherever you need it. Whenever you need it.
Watch, scroll down real quick.
And I love the font. Is it Halloween, folks?
Yes, it's definitely
picture,
spooky time.
The picture of the dress on the tablet. Look right, there, around his finger where he photoshopped the arm wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like this.
Well, look at the top. Like, it has those two little lines up there that are just way off center. Or kind of out of border.
You can
border.
See the pixels right at the top.
Oh, man.
No, I believe you said how many days are left, but did you say how many backers and how much money they have received for
11 days left. $75,000 are asking for. They have no backers.
The
absolutely
guy who did it didn't even back it.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah, he didn't even put some money into it.
Like, if this was mine, I would at least donate some money to look like someone cared.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He didn't even care enough to do that.
It's like taking the tip jar before your shift and putting some dollars in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have your wife back it.
You must know somebody somewhere that can back it. What's the lowest pledge you're looking for?
The lowest, I mean, you can give
$1. So you couldn't even find someone you knew to give $5.
No one wants to give $5.
You can still, that's the thing. The first pledge is like $5. So you can always just donate $1, and it just goes into the funds. You just don't get anything.
Oh, and you just don't get any perks.
Yeah, when you actually click on a pledge, it'll ask how much you want to donate.
Although some Kickstarter projects do not give that option.
Oh, no, that's the thing. Watch.
Is it?
I'll click this guy's thing, and I'll show you. See, it comes up.
I could have sworn the Vibra did not have the dollar option. I swear, it did not have it.
Yeah, this doesn't have a dollar option either, but you just
zeroed
out.
Oh,
okay.
Dollar
and click
so I didn't realize that. I thought that you had to give the
option. No, that's right. You don't. Yeah. But it didn't. I don't like that they should give the option. Yeah, let's give $5. Dollar.
You can put $1 in if you're not really interested in the product, but you want to keep track of updates and actually make comments for the product.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you cannot make comments on projects unless you are a backer. Yeah. Which is kind of like the first thing I always want to ask about whatever tech thing I see is like, are you going to make a Windows Phone application for it?
Yes.
Open up your market just one step further. And everybody tells me, oh, whatever, but with the, I really don't understand what they're trying to accomplish with this, Kickstarter at all. Oh, did you hear something?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry, I pushed something. Good to go right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So anyways, I don't understand. Obviously,
it's so bad.
Yes.
I really hate talking about it and discouraging it even more at this point, but it's just kind of like, I think the public has spoken. You know, been up for
There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell this thing's getting funded.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
Unless somebody drops in at the last minute and says, here's $75,000.
You guys are just dream crushers.
It's totally us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Jackie.
Yes.
What do you have? Project for us this week,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do have a project.
Good.
If I can take a serious turn for a moment.
A serious turn?
Serious turn, yes.
Absolutely.
There is a struggle that women deal with on a daily basis. And someone on Kickstarter decided to tackle that head on. And that struggle would be the ability to go commando in yoga pants without showing off your lady bits.
My world is complete now.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Oh, please.
The project is Go Commando with Dear Kate Yoga Pants.
Okay.
And it is kind of a funny concept, but it really is a legitimate issue.
I'm on the page right now, and I like just looking at it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all ladies in their yoga pants.
Who doesn't like that?
The Kickstarter video is ladies in their yoga pants doing yoga, and ladies checking out ladies in their yoga pants.
I'm down with that.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm seeing some variety here.
They are also anti-camel toe, which is another real struggle that you guys just might not really truly understand.
You know, on the page, they have a little diagram, and it actually points to the crotch area and says anti-camel toe.
Yeah.
Underneath it, so it says, I know. The best part, though, underneath it, it says, "Nuff said." I would have laughed even more if it said, "Muff said."
Well, this is a serious project.
Of course. Yes, I mean, yes.
It also there are some has boundaries. A key pocket, which is missing in a lot of exercise clothing.
That's actually really intelligent. I like that.
Yeah, so you have a key stabbing into your hip while you're rolling around doing yoga.
It lays flat. It lays flat. And it's small, so the key doesn't move around. It just
kind of lays horizontal, flat. Not vertical.
Yeah, no, it's not jamming into you.
Gotcha.
So yeah, they actually advertise the range of motion that you have in these pants. So the key wouldn't be affecting that.
It has a breathable wicking insert.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There's something about that.
All
there's a joke there somewhere. I'll come back to it.
I already made my one, so I can't make any more.
Yeah, you can.
Again, you can address all complaints and comments to Pierce.
To Pierce. <If you would.
laughs> Since he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, and they've already reached their goal. They're now working on a stretch goal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they wanted 15,000 and they're at 52. So this,
man.
When I tell you, it's a real issue.
So that's good.
Are you jumping on the bandwagon of this one, Jackie?
I really think I am. I think that I will back this project.
What are you going to go with? Are you going with the full length, the shorts, the three quarters?
I like the three quarters. I
That seems like a popular
the calf one?
Yeah, it goes to your calf. Yeah, okay. That's like my preferred.
One. Like this one?
Yes, my preferred active pant length. Can pretty much wear them for anything.
Back in my day, we used to call them knickers.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. So, price point. Why don't we talk about that? Things like reasonably priced? Or are they
I think
ridiculous?
So. I think it's.
Which
I'm
one?
Just looking here. You can get the shorts for 56, I believe.
Oh, okay. 56. That seems expensive to me.
It is, but if you go to like a Lululemon or like a high end workout store, the pants run pretty steep.
Give me like a price range, because Ian and I aren't very familiar with this.
Oh, I'm familiar with Lululemon's pricing.
Okay,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little astronomical.
It's like that's spandex.
Yeah, no, true, but if this really does,
well, I'm just saying for all of our nerdy guys out there who don't really know this.
They know.
Oh, they just know.
Yes. Lululemon and their see-through yoga pants was probably a bigger news story this year than most of the things that should have been big news stories.
If you're a guy and you're completely lost in the dark as to what Lululemon is, just walk up to any female and say Lululemon, and it will be explained to you. It's extremely overpriced exercise clothing it's just spandex.
So I'm looking at this. Mm-hmm. $100, $98 for the calf length or full length. That's reasonable.
I mean, it is. Would I spend that on my everyday stuff? No.
Sure.
But would I spend it on something that would allow me to have more range of motion in my workout?
Do it. Okay.
And
no.
And combat camel toe, of course.
For the see through and anti camel toe alone is worth it. That's what I'm taking away from this. You know, I'm glad we're getting a woman's perspective on this. We should have had. I should have held off on the V-bra until Jackie came on.
The V-bra.
How do you feel about tan lines in your sports bra?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I don't like tan lines in general, but I'm not really thinking about combating them when working out. I think that when you work out, the more support, the better.
Don't you still get a tan line from a tube top?
Yeah, the only way to not get a tan line is to be in the sun nude. So, I mean, you're going to get some, but to have a strap.
And is that such a bad thing?
Not at all, not at all. But to have, to in the summertime, when you see a woman walking around in a sundress that has these weird tan lines on her shoulders, it's not a good look. So they had a good idea, but it's not practical to work out
in a
strapless sports bra.
Yeah, good idea, poor execution.
Yes.
All right.
Maybe it could be used for something other than physical activity.
Yeah, like a very baggy tube top.
Yes.
Oh, I was trying to bring a picture up. Did you see a picture?
No,
of the
I didn't.
Oh, you
have not. I would like to see this.
Let's.
Anybody have it bookmarked? All right, everybody, frantically type.
Yeah,
I know. I was. Man,
who's gonna get there first?
You know, I actually think I do have it bookmarked. Where is it?
He visits.
Yep,
daily.
I do.
Yeah. Just a.
And it's funny that
they...
Oh, I beat you.
Oh, goddammit.
Wow.
Yeah. Does that look very supportive to
you? It doesn't, but at the same time, it doesn't look like she needs that much support. And I don't mean that to knock her off. No, but seriously.
No.
I
made that same argument too.
It's true. But if you do she look at the photo, well you will notice that she has tan lines. So that was not the greatest marketing photo for their anti-tan line.
That's true.
Photo.
Look at the would she use the tan line kind of photo for the crosshairs? Like no.
Yeah, well, that's to show that. But if you look at the one where she's actually in product, she has.
But
tan
how
lines.
Supportive does that look to you?
It's
are
not
they supposed to be
supportive.
Baggy like that?
They're
unless there's like a shelf. Sometimes there's like a it's called a shelf bra. Like it's.
Oh, does she have camel toe in that picture?
Yeah, I don't think she's wearing it.
Yeah, no, she's not. See, this is why anti-camel toe technology.
I can't believe we're talking about this one again.
I know. Oh, damn it. All right. Yeah, we're done with that. So what now you've seen the
V. And it's called the V duffel bra, because that just sounds really hot. If you scroll down.
Does it?
V duffel? Oh,
it's
bra.
A duffel bag. It's a duffel bag with a logo.
Oh, never mind.
It might as well be called the duffel, though, because that's how baggy the damn thing looks.
Yeah.
Is this something you would have bagged, being a girl?
No.
That's the right answer because they only got $1,500.
Out of the 30,000.
It's just the way they're marketing it. I mean, that's not something I would wear in general, but definitely not,
No.
Not as a sports bra. That's just not effective.
It's bad.
Yeah.
On all fronts.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, folks, did we have anything else we want to talk about this week?
I think we covered everything.
Jackie, do you have anything else you want to add from our special...
You want to apologize for your terrible recording?
Yeah. Yes, I'm really sorry in advance. I'm also sorry that, because of my suggestion, we had to bring up camel toe.
Totally kidding. You
were
absolutely
this is great.
Wonderful for bringing up camel toe. That was the best part.
It was. We couldn't do it alone, so we need a segment. Someone of the gender.
This would have never happened on Pierce's watch.
Yes, it would have.
He would have been the first one to mention it.
He would have been like, camel toe!
And then we would have launched right into that. So I think you maybe have kept it a little more on track with Pierce.
Okay.
Pierce,
okay.
We could have easily, I think, taken two steps to the right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the camel toe.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So
thank you for joining us, Jackie.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in again. So hopefully this one is better than the last one. But please send us feedback and comments to kickinit.podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, people. Have a good night.